Thunderstorms around, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs around 90 both days, and then the better-than-normal rain chances still continue Monday and Tuesday. A frontal system is on the way. Good luck. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now. Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-through window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever, up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Those quirky songs I didn't hate.
Oh yeah, I was saying this off camera, or I mean off mic, that this song's funny because it's like one of these things people play it at their wedding and like they think it's all romantic. Yeah, it's about the girl that he loves that's a smack addict and like he can't keep her away from it. There she goes again. Like,
oh wow, yeah. Is that what this is about?
Yes.
Totally changes my perception of this song.
It's like people that play REM, you know, the one I love.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, it's totally like. To the one I left behind.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not romantic.
And you're with somebody else now?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not romantic.
Well, it's the same thing with Everywhere You Go, I'll Be Watching You.
Right. That's creepy.
That's a stalker.
Yeah. That's creepy.
And what was the other Sting one where he was talking about a 14-year-old girl?
Yeah. Is it?
What was that?
Right.
It?
It's the other. It's one of the other big hits.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll Be Watching You. No, it was a... Oh, stay away from me, get away from
Don't
me.
Don't stand so close to me.
Don't stand so close to me. Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
Talking about a 14-year-old girl.
He had been with Jeff Epstein earlier, and he was saying, don't stand so close to me.
So Sting, Jeff Epstein, and Roy Moore are on a private island. How many 16-year-olds does it take? Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. I got good news, Dave.
You do?
I do. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you for the duration. I've got excellent news. Alabama's sales tax holiday starts today. So starting today, tomorrow, and all day Sunday. So starting at midnight last night through midnight Sunday. Like the dividing between Sunday and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The whole weekend. You get sales tax free from the following. Clothing, including diapers. Diapers. Footwear that costs $100 or less per item, like belts, boots, dresses, hats, jeans, pajamas, raincoats. And they're talking about the raincoat you wear out in the rain. This is not park crossing, okay? School uniforms, socks, underwear, and more. Did you get this park crossing reference?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get the park crossing reference? The two kids that got caught and they filmed them having sex in the school, in a classroom? Mm-hmm. Yeah. raincoats.
Well,
I hope they were wearing raincoats.
Doubt it.
School uniforms, socks, underwear, and more. School supplies that cost $50 or less per item, like binders. Do they still have trapper keepers?
I don't know.
The ultimate binder. I would just kind of pull it up, and it would Velcro shut. I didn't actually touch the little lid. It just kind of gave it a little jerk, and it would shut. That's how cool I was. I would close the trapper keeper, then kind of click it, and it would and shut. Trapper keepers were amazing. $50 or less per item, like binders, backpacks. Can you get a backpack for less than $50?
I have no idea. I doubt it.
Calculators, highlighters, legal pads, lunchboxes, pencil sharpeners, protractors. Can I ask, what the hell's a protractor?
You know what a protractor is.
Is that the thing you draw circles with? No, that's a compass.
That's a compass. Protractor.
The little half circle looking thing that you draw angles with?
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that a protractor?
Yeah, okay. I thought that was it, and then I was like, and then I started to like make the T square, and I was like, no, that's a T square.
Well, let me say, a protractor, though, if you're waiting on a sales tax holiday to buy a protractor, I mean, what do they cost? A nickel? It's a piece of flimsy plastic.
Well, I mean, but if you're throwing it all in there, why not, you know?
Rulers?
Yeah.
Is there somebody that's like, man, I would love to get a ruler, but.
No, but again.
I can't afford the sales tax.
Again, if you're throwing it all in there, if, you know.
That ruler is $1.50. That'll be 15 cent sales tax or a penny and a half sales tax.
Well.
It would be 50. Yeah, it'd be 15 cent sales tax on $1.50, right? I need a protractor to figure that out. Scissors. I wonder if I can get some new kitchen shears. Sales tax free. I'll be like, yo, Bed Bath & Beyond. These are scissors.
That's right. They're just scissors.
I'm going to carry this list around with me from WSFA, and I'm going to say, yeah, scissors right here.
Scissors right here.
Writing tablets and more. Computer and computer equipment that costs $7.50 or less per item, like laptops, desktops, printers. This is anti-Apple, this $7.50 or less. They need to up that to like $11.50 that you can get a MacBook.
The other thing is,
otherwise, you got to get a crappy Dell or an Intel Windows machine, and it's going to suck in 6 months.
Or it should be that you don't pay sales tax on the first $7.50 of whatever.
That
it
could
is.
Be, yeah. That
but
should be.
I don't know if that is the law, but that should be the law. It doesn't sound like it is from that description.
Well, it should be because
right.
I've got a MacBook that I've had since 2012.
Right.
It runs like it did the day it was made.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the screen replaced on warranty 3 years into it because it mm-hmm. went dark. And it has never had another problem other than that, and it was replaced for free.
Right.
I challenge you to sell me somebody in this audience has a Windows Intel machine from 2012 they still use.
Right.
And if they do, does it take 2 hours to do anything? I could open my MacBook, fire it up, and within 8 seconds, I'm sending emails. Books that cost $30 or less or textbooks that cost $50 or less. Now, are there limits to these? Can I go get, like, the 50 Shades trilogy? It doesn't say textbooks.
It says
books that cost less than $30 or textbooks that cost less than $50. And have you ever seen a textbook that costs less than $50?
God, no.
So I think a lot of this is basically, you're just getting 10% off.
Yeah, but it's still 10% off.
It's 10% off, and if you got $500 worth of stuff to buy, that's $50.
Just saying $50.
But you know what? I'd pay $50 to not have to go through the crowds at tax-free weekend.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll just wait till next week. Everything will be on sale anyway, post-school sale. It'll be cheaper than 10% off.
Baron, you're a genius. It's like you've done this before.
You know how many khaki skirts will be available for like $3.99 in 2 weeks after school starts? You'll be able to get khaki skirts they'll pay you to take them. They're like, Mr. Coleman, can you throw away all these khaki skirts, please? Here's $50. You have a truck. So here's what I would do. I don't know. I don't know that I'll even go buy any of this stuff. I might get some diapers. So I got to go to Sam's today, or Costco today anyway. Do they automatically figure it out for you, or do you have to be like, oh, excuse me, this qualifies for the sales tax-free holiday?
I have no idea.
I get my diapers at Costco because you can get like 700 diapers at a time and not look ridiculous because that's the only size they sell. And you know how you notice they price diapers? The bigger your kid is, the more they discriminate against your kid.
Right.
A size 5 diaper, you can get like 175 diapers for $30. A size 6 diaper, you get like 140 for $30. And my kid pees a lot. My little girl pees a lot. And we potty train our kids young. We haven't had a single kid that wasn't potty trained by age 2. We're 6-0 so far. A lot of pressure on old MH to follow through.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot riding on the Coleman family name here, Mary Helen. I want to see you TTing in the potty so we can do the TT in the potty dance. We have a TT in the potty dance. TT in the potty. TT in the potty. We got a lot to live up to, Mary Helen. Well, you didn't do a dance? How'd you potty train your kids without a dance?
I don't know.
I don't believe you. I believe Dave Dance, and he's too embarrassed to admit it on air.
I mean, I wouldn't be embarrassed. I just don't remember it.
You didn't do it.
Nah, I don't believe you remember. Wait, what'd you say?
He said I didn't body train him.
Oh,
I certainly helped.
I don't believe that for a second.
I've changed a lot of diapers, Baron.
I have too, but comparatively, I've changed none.
Yeah.
I mean, I've changed a lot of diapers. I've wiped up more number 2 out of kids' crags. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. But comparatively, like between my wife and me, I've done nothing. I might as well have never changed a diaper because she's changed thousands.
Yeah.
Probably tens of thousands. I changed dozens. But every one of them seems like a big ordeal. And every time I'm thinking, why do I always get the worst ones? River Region United Way to host Community Action Poverty Simulation. Let me just say this. I read the headline and was compelled to keep reading. WSFA. River Region United Way working with Alabama Possible to host a free poverty simulation on Friday. The purpose is to raise awareness and help people better understand the facts about how poverty affects people. I've got a hot take on this, Dave. As part of the Community Action Poverty Simulation, participants will role-play the lives of families living at or below the poverty level. Participants will experience typical challenges faced by individuals living in the context of constrained financial circumstances, including maintaining employment, child care for elderly family members, seeking public assistance, and dealing with transportation issues. I think it gives you greater empathy and a sympathy for what a lot of people are having to deal with on a daily basis. And once you've been hit in that, it even makes sense. You want to do all you can to lift people out of that, says Jimmy Hill. It's an eye-opening experience. Here's my hot take, Dave. Instead of having a community action poverty simulation, they ought to have a community action wealth simulation. Wealthy simulation, where they take poor people and they show them how great it is to be wealthy. And they bring them into First Baptist Church and they say, you could sit in that pew right over there. And then they take them out and they give them a Corvette. And they say, and they let them sit in it, an actual Corvette. And they say, you could sit in a car like this every day and go back and forth to work. And they take you to a work in an air-conditioned place with plants in the windows and a nice view over downtown. And say, you could work in this place and look out over downtown anytime you wanted. They take you and get you a really nice meal at Midtown Pizza Kitchen or, you know, one of the great establishments in town. And they show you what it's like to really eat well. And then they take you to Costco and they say, buy anything you want. Don't even worry about it. Don't even think about it. Spend $400. You're wealthy. You're fine. You want 2 flavors of macaroons? Go for it. Why are you looking at ground beef? The filet, the prime filet is right over here. It's only $120 for 3 steaks. You're wealthy. You don't have to worry about it. We need a community action wealthy simulation. Because you know what happens then after they spend a day or two of the lives of a wealthy person? They go back to their lives and they think, all right, what do I have to do to get out of this? This sucks. I don't want to be poor anymore. How do I live like that? I want to eat prime fillets. I want to eat at Midtown Pizza Kitchen for lunch. I want an office that looks out over downtown. What do I need to do? We're going about this all wrong. Rich people know what it's like to be poor. That's why they're not poor. They don't want to be poor. They want to be wealthy. Poor people need to know what it's like to be wealthy, so they don't want to be poor. Completely the wrong way. I got a problem with the River Region United Way.
I think you might want to, while you're doing it. I like your rich people simulation idea. I think that you should
just do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, but what they should say is, they should say, all right, there's a really easy way to get here.
Yeah.
Have your parents have the money. Okay. That's the easiest way. Or wait, and you can marry more money than you can make in a lifetime. So marry a rich chick, or her parents are rich, right? That's number one.
Well, a lot of people
And number two, here's how you can earn it, right?
Yeah.
Now, it's easier this way. Right, lot easier.
But
here's another way.
If your parents don't have any money or you can't marry a rich
woman.
But
I think maybe if you're, you know, stuck riding the bus or whatever, you don't. What I'm saying is that you might want to give them some perspective on how to get the prime filet and not just, like, say, hey, this is good. Because I know the quickest way to get it if I'm them, and it's not, well, because they're already born. And they're probably not going to marry a rich girl.
Yeah.
So what's the third quickest way?
Steal it.
You're right. So we don't want that. We want to teach them how to create wealth.
Well, but we have to let them taste it first.
Maybe.
Let them drive the Corvette for a day or two. Let them eat the prime filet. Let them camp out in the office downtown that overlooks the river and has that beautiful view of downtown Montgomery. Maybe let them go to the country club.
True story. I went to a football.
Oh, you're rich now. You play tennis.
I went to a football game for a not. I won't say who or what football game, but I said to the guy that we were in a box. I said, you know, someday you're gonna have to tell me, you know, how somebody like me can get something like this. He goes, it's really easy. You make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, pal. I knew that part.
Well.
Anyway, so you have a problem with the RRUW?
I do have a problem with the River Region United Way. They got in $4 million last year. $4 million
last year. Four M's.
I know a couple people who went to their check granting ceremony this year and kept on a sheet of paper and they added up all the money that was given away this year.
98 bucks.
$2.2 million. Where'd the $1.8
million go? Overhead.
And in the age of computers with an internet, why are you giving the United Way anyway when they're going to take half your money? Give it directly to the charity you want to support. Right? You want to support battered women? There's a great battered women's shelter. They can't tell you where it is, but you can find the information about it. And you can mail in a donation. And you know what? It goes to its great use.
It goes to a P.O. box.
Yeah, it's definitely a P.O. box.
They can't tell you where
they
it is.
They can't because good, the crazy sorry. Husbands will track them down and beat them. You don't want that. You got to hide them.
Yes, that you do.
You want to help babies? You want to help young moms? Cope Pregnancy Center. It's on Madison Avenue. Go give them money. Drive by there. It's right next to the McDonald's on Madison. Cope. It's in a big white house.
Mm-hmm.
Go give them $100. Mm-hmm. Go give them $1,000.
Better yet.
I was on their board for 7 years. Let me tell you, those people use both sides of the paper. They reuse envelopes.
Yeah. Or
they run a tight budget.
Do what we talked about with, do what we talked about with, what do you call it? With political giving. Just go to their website and set up an auto give of $5 a month.
Yeah.
That's $60 a year.
Yeah. You're not going to miss it.
You know?
And it'll change somebody's life.
Yeah, it really will. That's a good organization, Cope.
It's a great organization.
Yeah, we did something with them with Leadership Montgomery.
Yeah.
I
was on their board.
It was like right at the time that I was having a kid and they were talking about like what people go through and all, you know, and it's just like, God, that, you know.
You got, and it helps break the cycle of poverty because you have new moms who don't know how to parent. And
so you're saying that doing all this is better than poverty cosplaying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. This River Region United Way poverty simulator, this is the stupidest thing ever. I want to know where the $1.8 million went.
Poverty cosplay. It's like it's basically like, you know, the Civil War reenactors, but, you know, for poor people. Well, for rich people who want to feel poor.
I want to know where the $1.8 million went.
Where it at?
You took in $4 million. I saw that in January. You had the big headline. We took in $4 million.
Yeah,
and you gave away $2.2 million. That's like 60%. Where's the other 40%? That ain't a fair split. And they cut the Girl Scouts from 100 grand to 12.
Huh.
That's just me being petty. 21 minutes after 10 o'clock. But I wouldn't give a dime to the River Region that way. And I know there's some good people that are going to call me and complain. And someone's going to try to get me fired. My parents up there, bad-mouthing charity. Somebody, some dumbass will put something on Facebook. Parents trying to starve poor people. We'll be back.
For news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here for
Welcome United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as I predicted, our amazing Independence Day sale has been held over. All mattresses and headboards are on sale, as well as bedroom furniture and adjustable bases. With over 80 models of mattresses on display, including budget sets to ultra premium, extra firm to super plush, we offer more choices at better prices than the chain stores. We are wheeling and dealing all summer, so if you need a mattress or headboard, now is a great time to save on quality sets from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and Sutherland. We have high-end floor samples from Restonic and Heirloom, as well as many other closeout bargains. We have been voted this area's favorite mattress store for 18 times because we offer better values and great customer service. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Listen up. The Lee High School 53 Union Committee needs your help. If you were in the class of 1970 or know someone who was, check with us on Facebook. If you don't come, we will talk about you. It's going to be fun.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Mr. Electric ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Mr. Electric. Mr. Electric, we have the power to make things better. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Mr. Electric and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Say, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I say, doctor, is there nothing I could take? I say, doctor, to relieve this belly ache. I say,
now let me get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink a bowl up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drink.
All right, guys, brother, welcome back. It's 26 minutes after 10 o'clock. That was a long segment.
Drink a bowl up. Put the lime.
Sorry about that.
Doctor.
You know, Doug Jones has the ninth lowest approval rating in the entire Senate.
Not surprising, really.
You know who's the second most popular senator in the entire Senate?
Shelby.
Bernie Sanders.
Oh. Well, I mean, that makes sense.
And Angus King is number one. So the independents, because both parties feel like they kind of own that guy. And then people I've never heard of. John Hoeven from North Dakota. John Barrasso from Wyoming. I mean, what do these people do? Just fly under the radar?
Yeah.
Patrick Leahy's still in the Senate.
Good Lord, really?
He's the third most popular senator.
Big deadhead.
Well.
Been there since 72.
Unbelievable.
Is he the longest serving right now?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
I mean, 72.
How can anyone else be alive that long?
Yeah.
Least popular, number 9, Doug Jones. Number 4, Mitch McConnell. But when you're in leadership, you're always not popular.
Correct.
You got to make tough decisions. Bob Menendez, who may or may not be a pedophile, number 2 on the least popular list. Tom Tillis. What's his problem in North Carolina? Why is he the least popular senator?
Because he's been anti-Trump.
So
all the Dems don't like. Well, it's like he kind of like tries to strike the balance, but I think it's one of those things where people just don't quite believe.
Is that why Cory Gardner has the problem?
No, Cory Gardner has a problem because Colorado's gone like 55% Dem, so you got to figure that they don't like him.
Yeah, but at least the Republicans would like him. I mean, these people are down in the teens.
Well,
like in Doug Jones, the Democrats don't like him.
So, but a lot of time, right? But like if you're in a state where you're having to like tack to the middle. Then and you're a Republican, then your right flank doesn't like you, and the left flank doesn't like you. So there you go. Or maybe he's just a dolt.
Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Gardner was in leadership because he ran the NRC or does run the NRC or chairs it or whatever.
I got the United World's on brink of World War III. Boring
again.
Yes, Navy shoots down Iranian drone.
Doesn't that happen all the time?
I got a little Epstein news here. Let me shift over to that because this guy is fascinating. You guys know in the next couple of days, maybe the next week at the most, we're going to learn a ton about what's going on.
Contagion level
in our country. Here is the headline.
About the number of people.
It's going to be staggering, is the quote. Epstein associates prepare for worst as massive document dump imminent. I think the deadline was today for people to raise objections, and then the court's going to just start unleashing documents. As the Jeffrey Epstein case continues to unfold, a laundry list of celebrities, business magnates, and socialites who have flown anywhere near the registered sex offender's orbit are now tainted with pedopolonium. That's awesome. Many of them, such as Bill Clinton, Ehud Barak, and Victoria's Secret boss Lex Wexner, have sought to distance themselves from Epstein and his activities. However, their attempts have fallen on deaf ears, considering their extensive ties to the pedophile. As Vanity Fair's Gabriel Sherman notes, the questions about Epstein are metastasizing much faster than they can be answered. Who knew what about his alleged abuse? How and from whom did he get his supposed $500 million fortune? And why did Acosta grant Epstein an outrageously lenient non-prosecution agreement? And what does it mean that Acosta reportedly said Epstein belonged to intelligence? Let me tell you what the court said. Here's how the court termed it, what we're about to find out. U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit will release approximately 2,000 pages of documents, likely over the next several days, which may reveal sex crimes committed by, and here's the quote from the court, numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, a well-known prime minister, and other world leaders. This is going to be huge. You know who's going to be the biggest beneficiary of this?
Trump.
Donald John Trump.
The doctor, the cowboy, the very stable genius.
The very good looking Donald Trump. The very stable genius is going to come off looking very nicely on this. Other famous names associated with Epstein include LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman, Elon Musk, and Mark Zuckerberg. Who apparently took off his human suit long enough to be introduced to the registered sex offender by Elon Musk. Zuckerberg's spokesman told Vanity Fair, Mark met Epstein in passing one time at a dinner honoring scientists. The dinner was not organized by Epstein. Mark did not communicate with Epstein again following the dinner. You know you're radioactive when you're a publicist. When you're worth $50 billion and you run one of the largest companies on Earth, and your publicist has to release that statement. Elon Musk told the magazine, I don't recall introducing Epstein to anyone.
I don't know the guy well enough to do so. Epstein obviously is a creep. Zuckerberg's not a friend of mine. Several years ago, I was at his house in Manhattan for about 30 minutes in the middle of the afternoon with Tallulah Riley. And she was curious about meeting this strange person for a novel she was writing. We did not see anything appropriate at all apart from weird art. He tried repeatedly to get me to visit his island. I declined.
Jeez.
You know why he tried to get him to visit his island? Because he's in intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And what the hell was the weird art that it made it into your statement? How weird was this art? I gotta know. This furthers my belief that Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and the founders of Google and everybody else are all in intelligence circles. Because they're all... I mean, these guys are worth billions. Elon Musk is worth billions. Mark Zuckerberg is worth tens of billions. And they're all hanging out at Jeff Epstein's dinner party? Trying to get him to go to the island? Don't put too much weight in Elon Musk's statement. There's a picture of Elon Musk being escorted to the Oscars in 2014 by Ghislaine Maxwell. She's the one who was recruiting young girls for Jeff Epstein.
Right.
According to one source, Epstein had a steady stream of who's who flowing into his Manhattan mansion. Which name pops off this list to you? Including Bill Gates, Larry Summers, and Steve Bannon. Let me go to Bill Gates for just a second. It's my firm belief that these people with ideas like Facebook and Microsoft and Apple and these game-changing ideas, all it's the same thing with Hollywood. You know, Taylor Swift is everywhere. Hell, she's in Cats. You know, that's how good it is coming out and being political. She's now the star of Cats.
Which looks terrible.
I think it looks amazing. I really want to see it. Carolyn and I will go. You can stay home, Dave.
I will. Gladly.
Will you escort me to Cats? Can we share a soda?
Yeah. Carolyn, did you see it during its original run?
Yes.
On Broadway?
Yeah.
Carolyn's big timer.
Yeah.
I had to see a busted down off-Broadway production in Nashville.
I remember my parents all went to it, like, when it came to Kansas City, and then what I really remember is, like, all the guys that had to go being like, what was that, and why did we go?
I didn't think it was terrible, but I was young when I saw
this. This is terrible. I don't even know what it's about except for cats.
It's about cats. You just nailed it. That's exactly what it's about. What would cats do if they, like, were human? Isn't that essentially it? Didn't I just sum it up in one sentence?
It's like Rent, but with cats?
Yes. It is Rent, but with cats.
Yeah, I mean, don't they, like, live in a back alley and, like, some of them are, you know.
But instead of a bar, they got, like, a milk shop. You know, stuff like that. You want Jersey or do you want Heifer?
Yeah. Things I won't be going to see.
This has always been my belief, though, that the people with these ideas... There was 100 people who had the idea to come up with an operating system to put on a computer that would make business easier, that could use icons and all this kind of... I mean, there was not just one. It wasn't just Bill Gates. There were other people that had these ideas.
Of course it wasn't just Bill Gates. It was...
But I'm just saying it
was... It was the people at Xerox, then it was Jobs and Wozniak, then it was Bill Gates.
Right, but my point is...
Apple steals from Xerox.
No, but even... Let me finish. Even beyond that, there were 1,000 people with the idea.
Oh, they were like, we should make it look like this. Or we should, this should function like this. Right.
But there were 1,000 people with the same idea.
Yeah.
But they choose Bill Gates and say, yours is the one that we're going to make big. Bill Gates didn't outcompete those people. The globalists shoehorned his system onto everything. And how do I know that? The system sucks. Windows is the worst operating system ever made. And everybody uses it. It's not stable. It has to constantly be updated. It has to constantly be security patched. It sucks. But we all went and used it. We went bonkers for Windows 95, if you'll remember.
You might have.
And Windows 98. And XP.
Not I, said Dave.
Everybody went bonkers for it. The whole world adopted the platform. But Bill Gates, because he was on the inside, and by that I mean a businessman in Zaire, he was the one selected to make all the money. The same thing with Steve Jobs. The same thing with all of them. The same thing with
all the Hollywood starlets. You play the game, we're going to make you rich and famous. You deviate from the game 1 second. Now, with Hollywood starlets, you just get rid of them. With business people, they got too much access, too much infrastructure around them. So you have to get something on them. So before we're going to outsource millions and billions of dollars worth of contracts to Elon Musk's companies, we got to make sure we got something on them. We got to get them with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeff Epstein. Now we can put the billions of dollars into Elon Musk because he's one of us. Now we own him. Mark Zuckerberg was not the first person to come up with the idea for social networking on the internet. In fact, when Facebook first kind of went big, everybody was on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Rupert Murdoch bought MySpace for like $350 million. And Facebook had like 1/100th of the number of people MySpace had. But all of a sudden, everybody in the news is constantly like, are you on Facebook? Oh, he's on Facebook. Go to the Facebook page. And MySpace was completely undercut and neutered, and Facebook became worth hundreds of billions of dollars. Nearly $1 trillion. Why? Because Mark Zuckerberg was a businessman in Zaire. They had something on Mark Zuckerberg. He put on his human suit and flew to the island, probably. Or at least hung out with Epstein long enough. That's the way this works. That's what we're going to find out when this stuff comes out. Again, go back to what the Second District Court of Appeals said is contained in these documents. Numerous prominent American politicians, powerful business executives, foreign presidents, a well-known prime minister, and other world leaders captured by a guy who was holding in the 80s, before he was anything, an Austrian and Saudi Arabian passport that he traveled on. A guy who got the U.S. Attorney's Office to say, we won't prosecute. Even though we got him dead to right for child rape, we're not going to prosecute. We're going to find out, I hope, what all this stuff is. I hope this stuff gets released. I can't wait. I'm so fascinated by this Jeff Epstein thing. Oh, by the way, Epstein has been denied bail. He's been denied bail. He'll be in trial for the entire time. Heirloom Jewelers, get by there when you get a chance. They're on Vaughn Road, just east of Bell Road. Heirloom Jewelers. Troop booth over there is amazing. Second to none. Best jeweler in town. No doubt about it. Most honest, full of integrity jeweler you'll ever meet. And I can't recommend enough you get by Heirloom Jewelers when you get the opportunity. He's just a fantastic human being, a really, truly fantastic guy. He understands the jewelry business inside and out. You can buy jewelry with him. You can go there and buy what he has to offer. You can sell jewelry to Troop Booth, and he'll repurpose it. He might take it apart, you know, and use the setting with this stone or that stone, or he might just take the stone out and use it in another setting. You can sell jewelry. Gold prices at an all-time high. He can take the gold off your hands, give you some cash for it. Summer season, we'll do a little back-to-school shopping. Maybe you can take your stuff over to Troop Booth over at Heirloom Jewelers, put a little cash in your pocket. Check out the cases and cases and cases of fantastic jewelry he has while you're there. Troop Booth, Heirloom Jewelers, check them out on Facebook. We'll be back.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. They're there are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
This network, stocks are higher, helped by Microsoft reporting upbeat earnings. Microsoft's been trading in record territory. More people are wearing Skechers. Its stock is rallying up 16%. Sneaker and casual shoe companies reporting a better-than-expected spring quarter. Its sales rose 11%. The company says its biggest increases were in India, the Middle East, China, and Mexico. And Boeing shares are higher, up 3%. Boeing says it set aside nearly $5 billion in the spring quarter to pay airline customers for delays related to its 737 MAX grounding, but that could be a sign Boeing is looking ahead to when the planes will go back in service. Online pet supply chain Chewy is reporting a strong quarter. Its stock opened higher and then turned lower. Its sales rose more than 45%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. The rain chances are on their way up, and even though we have a weekend coming up, a lot of folks are happy to hear this news. Today's high around 92, so not as hot as it has been. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms will be roaming around this afternoon and this evening. Again, they will be random. Tonight, slow down to about 75. Then tomorrow and Sunday, still a generous supply of showers and thunderstorms around, especially numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, of course. Highs around 90 both days, and then the better-than-normal rain chances still continue Monday and Tuesday. A frontal system is on the way. Good luck from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Welcome back in. 45 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you. I got a guest to bring in a moment, but I want to tell you first about my friend Tom Latham over at Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. Tom Latham is a man's man. He's outside. He messes with the dirty stuff, concrete. That stuff all over you. He's probably got concrete on everything he owns. He can't get it off. It, by definition, it's like...
Have you been by a shop?
A nearly... No, I have not. Is it just all concrete?
Dude, it's really cool. He's got, like, brickwork and stone. I mean, it's...
I can imagine.
Well, I say his shop. It's like his house where he keeps some of his equipment. He's got, but... And he's a personal friend of mine and was before he started advertising on the show.
Yeah.
Great dude.
Great human being. Tom Latham, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies. No matter what your concrete needs are, doesn't matter... at all. You find Tom Latham. You get in touch with him somehow. 284-9292. 284-9292. Check him out online, pennyearn.co, or find him on Facebook. And you got some great before and after pictures there, too. Cool guy. Tom Latham, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies. Now,
84 may have ruined the surprise.
How's it a surprise?
No.
When radio herpes shows up.
It's always a surprise. You know it's going to happen. You just don't know when.
I make Carolyn giggle.
Jeffrey Epstein will remain jailed while he waits trial on new allegations he sexually abused children. That, according to a federal judge yesterday, issued a 33-page written decision on a bail denial. Someone tells me this judge is not going to
and
be
now, I'm not a lawyer, but that seems like that's like means something. 33 pages?
To deny bail. He pointed to every piece of evidence prosecutors cited in their bid to keep him locked up, deeming Epstein both a serious danger to the community and a significant flight risk. The judge said he was concerned for new victims and that Epstein's sexual contact with young girls appears likely to be uncontrollable.
Gross.
Uncontrollable.
Gross. Just like he'll be springing out of the woods when the ice cream truck rolls around.
Yes.
Hey, little girl.
Or where it at?
Snatching them off of bikes. It's uncontrollable. He referred to the fact that Epstein had missed required sex offender check-ins and to sexually explicit photos investigators recovered at Epstein's home after his arrest. Judge noted investigators had seized from a safe in Epstein's home $70,000 in cash, loose diamonds, and an expired foreign passport with Epstein's picture but somebody else's name.
But Baron. I mean, who doesn't have, like, loose diamonds, multiple passports
right, from
different
multiple countries,
multiple safes, 70 grand, just, you know, laying, you
just
know.
Just cash.
Yeah, I mean, it's
not like I got to sell some investments to get the 70 grand, but like.
No, just laying around.
Just cash.
We all keep, the cash pot in case you need bail money.
Racks of small faces. I mean, why not?
Last time they kicked my door in, they found the exact same thing, Baron.
Racks of small faces in case I got to go places. Recalling an old rap song.
Yes.
And he called compelling the testimony of two women who allege Epstein abused them as children, Annie Farmer and Courtney Wilde. Said the government's evidence against Mr. Epstein appears strong. I hope no future jurors read that. Why not just say you're not getting bail? 33 pages. This is going to be so much fun.
Who is this judge, and what district are they in? I mean, is this federal, yeah, or is this
federal in New York?
Do we think the judge lives?
District Judge Richard Berman. The judge may not live. Let me tell you. Actually, he may. That may be why I kept him in jail or kept him in holding. Epstein's not going to make it. I hate to spoil the surprise for everybody.
He's going to be in a duffel bag and throw himself off a bridge somewhere.
When Prince Andrew and Ehud Barak and Bill Clinton are the people who are going to be outed here, you ain't going to make it, bro. I got bad news. You were not going to make it. Now, I could do an office pool. When does Jeffrey Epstein take his last breath? Or we could do it as, when does the news break? When does the what minute on what day does the AP story hit the wire?
Where are they keeping him? Is he in Rikers?
I doubt it.
I mean, is it federal or is it state?
It's federal.
Oh, okay. He's in the detention center in Manhattan or in Brooklyn.
Well,
because if he was in Rikers,
he definitely.
There's no way he makes it. I mean, you know,
he's not gonna make it anyway, Dave.
Yeah, but like,
he's gonna get a shield.
No, but I would say, but it's a lot easier and cleaner to have some rando stab him in Rikers.
They're still gonna have some rando stab.
You know, over $150 than you know.
But
the
here's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, over cigarettes.
You're gonna take a career criminal.
Right.
You're going to take a career criminal who's in and out, or maybe never getting out,
mm-hmm.
or who has got nothing to live for, but he loves his mama.
Mm-hmm.
And
mama!
They're going to go to the career criminal, and they're going to say, your life sucks, but mama could sure get by on about 50 mil in another country.
Yeah, or like 250K.
We're about to move her to Belize and give her $50 million in a beachfront condo. And she's going to call you from there after she gets there and assures you the money's in the account. And you're going to take care of Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm afraid you're right.
That criminal will have never had more fun in his life than taking care of Jeff. Honestly, if I was a career criminal and nothing to live for, and someone said they're going to put my mama up with $50 million on a beach in Belize, sorry, Jeff. It ain't personal. It's just business.
Yeah, it's not like he's a big dude either.
You know, he's 66.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to hurt me more than it
yeah.
No, not really. It really isn't.
It's going to hurt me at all.
It's going to hurt
I was
going to
be here
heart.
Forever anyway.
And look, I love my mama, but you got to put some money on my books too, okay? I need them honey buns. I need them Cokes.
I need them rectangle pizzas.
That's right.
Microwavable.
Honey buns.
And, oh, and the cops ain't busting in here on my Pruno operation neither.
Pruno?
Yeah, it's that jail wine.
Never heard of Pruno.
Come on, man.
I've never been to jail.
I haven't either, but I just I know some things.
Not lately. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris will face off again as lineups for the CNN Democrat primary debates are set. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden will be the first round. The second round will have... Well, what's the other one? There was a second round they were bragging about. Oh, Warren and Sanders. Warren and Sanders. The debate will be on Tuesday, July 30, or Wednesday, July 31. Pick your...
So, I mean, is it just those four? Or are they split up with...
So what they did
was... Buttigieg and all them are thrown in.
What they did was they tiered everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those four were tiered up, and only two were going to be in one debate and two in the other. They didn't know who, though.
I got you.
Then they took the middle 10. Oh, no, they took the bottom 10, and they divided those up 5 and 5. And then they took the middle 6 and divided those up 3 and 3. So you end up with 2, 3, and 6, or 2, 3, and 5.
I got you.
And so that way they could ensure some balance so that they didn't have one night where it was like 9 losers and one night where all the heavyweights are doing battle. But I'd rather see the 4 heavyweights do battle in one deal.
It's going to be like 10 losers each night either way.
That's true. Those who qualified, I'm going to go through these names. I want you to realize each of these people are vain enough that they think they might become the president of the United States, that they might be able to take on the God Emperor of the United States. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett qualified. A guy named Michael Bennett.
Never heard of him.
Joe Biden, New Jersey Senator Cory Spartacus Booker, Montana Governor Steve Bullock, no relation to Mark Bullock.
Correct.
Clean up! Clean up, sister. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Former Maryland Representative John Delaney. Who are these people?
No clue.
Oh, I got breaking news. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard, who is the recipient of a $1 donation from Baron Coleman. She has to get to 120,000 unique donors.
She wanted to get her on the thing.
She doesn't qualify for the third debate, so I got on there and gave her
$1.
That's
just because you want to look at her because she's a smoke show, too.
She's truly a smoke show. But
she should be in Cats.
If a Democrat has to win, I want it to be her. I want her on the stage.
I want the witch.
Me, too. Marianne, that's my girl.
I love the witch.
Is she in? Or are we going to find out later?
I'm going to tell you in just a second.
Okay.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. Is it Gillibrand or Gillibrand? Did we talk about this?
I think it's Gillibrand.
It's Gillibrand.
Kamala Harris.
Gillibrand.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper.
Yeah. The guy who took his mom to a porno.
Deep Throat. Not a porno. Deep Throat.
Well,
that's the only reason I know that name.
Dave, there are pornos.
Well, and then they're Deep Throat.
It's still super weird. No matter what.
Yeah, but I mean, if she went to like one of the Emmanuel movies, I mean, those are
I was talking about like hardcore pornography.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Can I say his name? I probably should.
If you don't think you should,
Long,
let's wait for a break.
Something Silver.
Yeah.
Oh, let me get through the rest of these. We got to take a break. Washington Governor Jay Inslee, Minnesota Senator Amy, everybody's favorite unsexy library, Klobuchar. Former Texas Representative Beta Male O'Rourke, Ohio Representative Tim Hu Ryan, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Wang, the foreskin guy,
yeah,
and everybody's favorite witch, author Marianne Williams.
Yes,
woo, qualified, ladies and gentlemen. Qualified. Midtown Pizza Kitchen got a. Oh, no, I don't want to talk about Midtown Pizza Kitchen because guess what? Guess whose birthday it is.
Whose birthday is it?
Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage.
Oh, hey. And she sponsors the second hour of the show.
And all she wants to do is dance. All she wants to do is dance.
She actually will. If you go by her office, I promise you, she will, at least with me.
All she wants to do is dance. So give her a call. Let her dance. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Call her. Wish her a happy birthday. It's a big one, too. It's one of those round birthdays. I can tell you what's going on.
30?
30. Nailed it. Right out of the gate. Started doing mortgages when she was 5. She's the best. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Get in touch with her. 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors, Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros, trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The special this week at Midtown Pizza Kitchen is absolutely remarkable. If you guys have not had a chance to get over there, please do. It is a sauteed chicken. They got cherry tomatoes, mushrooms. It's in a light red sauce there over linguine. It's absolutely phenomenal. You can pair that with a salad for $9. Now consider what else you can get in the city of Montgomery for $9. And then realize you can dine like a friggin' king. Like the wealthy people in the wealth simulator we recommended. Get by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's like living in a wealth simulator. And after you're done, man, get a cannoli. Maybe get that brownie with the ice cream. Whew. And don't forget to start with a cheese bread. If you got 2 or 3 people with you, go ahead and get the cheese bread. Get it started. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, 2 locations. The High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Midtown Pizza Kitchen's also hiring. So if you know somebody looking for a gig, family-friendly, family-owned local place. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Absolutely phenomenal. Home of the $9 lunch special.